Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of Sforno, with the translation and notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in Perek Bet Mishnah Tet Zayin 2:16, talking about money, your fellow's money. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Rabbi Yossi says, Yehi mamon chavercha chaviv alecha kishalach. Let your fellow's money be as dear to you as your own. V'haskin atzmecha lelmod Torah. Prepare yourself to study Torah. Apply yourself to study Torah. Get ready to study Torah. She'ena Yerushalach, it's not yours by inheritance. V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. All your deeds, all your actions, everything you involve yourself in your life should be for the sake of heaven. A little bit of a powerhouse of the Mishnah. They're all powerhouse Mishnahs throughout all of Pirkei Avos. But here, whammer after whammer after whammer. Each one should be looked at by itself. When you're in charge of taking care of someone else's stuff, when they give something to watch for you or to guard for you or to make sure that it doesn't get stolen or lost, make sure to take care of it as if it was your own, if not more. If you have a beloved thing, a beloved item that you would never want destroyed or lost, and you would take care of it in X or Y way, then make sure to do so for your friend, at least in X or Y way, if not more. It should be as dear to you as your own. It's the idea that the whole Torah is based on this Hillel points out in Gemara Shabbat. The whole idea of the Torah is v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Treat others as you would want to be treated. Treat others better than you would want to treat yourself, which is called the golden rule in secular society, l'havdil. If we would want to be treated a certain way, we should treat another person at least in that way, if not better. If everyone would do that, the whole world would be so much better. If everyone would treat everyone else as if they wanted to be treated, as the way they wanted to be treated, how wonderful would the world be? And it starts with the fellow's money. Treat your fellow's money as least as dear as your own, at least as much as you would want your money to be taken care of. You should take care of his, and how much more so the world would be better off. Make sure to apply yourself to study Torah. It doesn't come by inheritance. Anyone who ever tried to be involved in Gemara, anything of the like, knows that it doesn't come, it doesn't just sit on your head, you can't just sleep on it and it'll migrate into your brain, diffuse into your brain that way. You have to work at it. You have to study it. You have to delve in it. It's very difficult to get into these things. I myself don't have such a Gemara cup. I personally feel much more drawn towards Tanakh and Pirkei Avos and things like that, Parsha. But you have to work at yourself. You have to work at Torah itself. Halacha also very difficult for me. But you have to work at things. It doesn't come by inheritance. You have to prepare yourself. Get your mind ready. Get yourself ready. Sit down. When I sit down on our dining table, I try to clear off different areas and bring my books, my Sfarim next to me. I have a nice area. I actually have a Shtender. I broke out today and studying with it, learning with it. We have to prepare the area, prepare our mind, and prepare ourselves to actually learn Torah in the right way. It doesn't come by inheritance. Make sure whatever you do in your life is for the sake of heaven. If you have a good idea, you have a good thing you want to bring to the world, you have something you want to showcase to the world, make sure it's done in a Torah way, in a mitzvah way, in a chesed way. You want to lend books, do it in a Jewish way. Lend out the Jewish books, the Jewish novels, the Jewish ideas. That's our concept, our idea. You want to give over Torah, you want to use your voice like I like to, do it in a Torah way. Do Torah shiurim, do Torah lectures. You want to write something, write Torah. Do everything for the sake of heaven. You want to be a singer, then sing Jewish songs. You want to be a composer, compose Jewish songs. Whatever you do, whatever you're involved in, your deeds, everything you're involved in should really be for the sake of heaven, should be for the sake of Hashem, to make the world a better place, to be involved in Mekad Hashem Shemayim, sanctifying God's name. All of your actions should be for the sake of heaven with whatever you do. The Sforno points out, the attribute of piety, being kind to others, for which the master praised me, will be attained when your fellow's money will be as dear to you as your own. That is when you will become truly concerned for his well-being. Applying yourself to study Torah more than you are naturally inclined to do, for it is not yours by inheritance. What is true of an heir, like that he acquires wealth without any effort, will not happen to you in Torah study. For in Torah study, little effort is insufficient. And when you acquire Torah knowledge, you also attain the attribute of piety. Otherwise, you will not attain piety, for the sages say, Lo am aretz chasid, Mishnah 6. An unlearned person cannot be scrupulously pious. And let all your deeds be for the sake of heaven, means to always intend to fulfill the will of your Creator and to walk in his ways. For he is chasid b'chol ma'asav, pious in all his ways, as pointed out from Tehillim. And the notes point out, according to the Sforno, the term chasid, pious individuals linked to chesed, loving kindness, but it also conveys meticulous observance of the letter and the spirit of the law. This first facet of this term can be acquired by developing the same sense of concern for other people's possessions as one feels for his own. The latter aspect of chassid can be attained through Torah study, for only Torah knowledge can teach a person the way to mitzvah observance. Finally, Rav Yossi suggests that by constant awareness of our obligation to emulate Hashem, we will mirror His attribute of being chassid b'chol ma'asav, pious in all His ways. So remember, be as dear to your friend as you would want for yourself, with all His actions, all His attributes and interactions and possessions. Make sure to apply yourself to study, set aside a time, set aside a space, and clear your mind to learn the Torah, be focused. Don't multitask, it doesn't work. Make sure to know that everything you do in life is for the sake of heaven. Join us next time as we talk about being meticulous in different things here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.